Today, on Friday Fun, as we send you off to your weekend, as we do every single Friday at 5:30, there's no other way to look at this other than fun audio, even though it is concerning a man who just passed away. Because today is the day we try to induct the great Norm MacDonald into the three-bedroom apartment in the sky. In? Okay.
I think he's probably in.
Okay. All right. Well, let's focus on the football weekend next. So we had a homework assignment where we all went on the internet and we found some meaningful pieces of audio from the great Norm MacDonald, who left us at the age of 61 as he died of leukemia, apparently, his private battle with leukemia. And it wasn't really difficult to do. There are so many different ways that you could go for Norm. You know, the OJ stuff is legendary. The Michael Jackson stuff is legendary on SNL and on talk shows. I went the Michael Jackson route.
Okay.
And I'll start this out. I have no problem starting this out because his atomic attack on Michael Jackson back in the 90s was, to me, so groundbreaking because, no, for whatever reason, did it not seem weird to you guys that nobody talked about this?
Yeah.
Except for Norm?
Quite.
Were we afraid of the Michael Jackson camp?
It felt like rumor and hearsay for a while, right? It didn't feel like it was documented and verified when he was going fast and loose with the facts.
Even though the signs were all out there for everyone to see.
Well, he was also such an icon that if you were brave enough to smear him, especially to the level that Norm MacDonald did, you were probably risking, you know, your status or your employment.
You may be right. And it's certainly on the other side of that, you know, based on that fact right there, it cost him his job from the OJ front. Because Don Ohlmeyer, the NBC exec at the time, was best friends with OJ and told Norm, stop it. And Norm was like, really? Okay. And kept going until he lost his job.
And ramped it up.
Yeah.
Like a true comedian
should. Dude, absolutely. He could never be told what to do. So I chose my four favorite Michael Jackson jokes.
Okay.
That Norm did. One on Conan. The other three were on Saturday Night Live. So we will start with this one concerning the, at the time, recently married Michael Jackson.
The nation is still reeling from Thursday's bombshell announcement that Lisa Marie Presley has filed for divorce from Michael Jackson. According to friends, the two were never a good match. She's more of a stay-at-home type, and he's more of a homosexual pedophile.
Why?
And I love the... the casual...
Gosh, his setups are incredible.
I love the casual ending of so, because that's like Dan. That's Dan to me.
And he's more of a homosexual pedophile.
You be the judge.
It's so genius. The setup, it's all in the setup, man.
It really is.
Okay, this one.
Well, Reader's Digest has released its 1997 list of the best and worst places to raise a family in the United States. The best place, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. While the worst place in America to raise a family, the Neverland Ranch.
This one is no doubt of all the jokes that I think he made about whoever. This has to be the most shocking, and this was on Conan.
Michael Jackson. He said, I heard a quote where he said, I don't care if my child is a boy or a girl, mm-hmm. as long as it's a boy. He's going to name it. He said he doesn't know what he's going to name it. He said he thinks if it's a girl, he's going to name it Sharon.
Really?
Yeah. And if it's a boy, he's going to have sex with it. He said.
Oh my God.
That's what he said. I love it.
That's what he said.
Gordo trying to weasel your way
right.
out of it.
Don't be mad at me.
Yeah, that's what
boy,
he said.
Boy, he's going to have sex with it. That's what he said.
and the camera pans in on Conan, and he's just heads down, and he looks up, and it's just on him. There's no shot of Norm, and Conan's looking at the camera and goes, why are you focused on me?
Oh, my gosh.
And then this one.
This week, in a secret ceremony in Australia, Michael Jackson was married for the second time. Asked what makes his new bride special, the King of Pop said, quote, she has taught me about the power of imagination, like imagining that a grown woman is a 10-year-old boy.
And, I mean, what was the Michael Jackson camp? I mean, the hundreds of millions of people who worship that guy. I mean, this is hardcore.
Yeah.
There's nothing subtle about his punchlines at all.
I feel like the timeline is back where you don't have him on concrete evidence at this point.
No.
We're still in the hearsay stages, and
right.
So they must be raging in their defense of their hero.
I know. Okay, so this is the very top. This is the Mount Rushmore of Norm for me is when he was on with Larry King. I was not watching this live. But the layers upon layers of comic genius here when he's just yanking Larry's chain is, to me, off the charts.
Something people don't know about you.
I'm a deeply closeted gay guy.
No kidding.
Well, I'm not coming out, though.
Wait a minute. What are you revealing here today?
I'm not revealing anything. I'm saying I'm deeply closeted.
Well, that means you're gay.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Why would I say that? I'm deeply closeted.
No, but that means you're very, very gay, but you don't want to come out. You're so closeted.
That I refuse to say I'm gay.
Right.
Exactly.
But that...
Exactly.
Doesn't that mean you're gay?
Hey, 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 easy, buddy.
I like how Larry King means you're very, very gay.
Very, very.
I want to play that again and just...
Brilliant.
The different layer upon layer of comedy genius here is unreal.
Something people don't know about you.
I'm a deeply closeted gay guy.
No kidding.
Well, I'm not coming out, though.
Wait a minute. What are you revealing here today?
I'm not revealing anything. I'm saying I'm deeply closeted.
Well, that means you're gay.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Why would I say that? I'm deeply closeted.
No, but that means you're very, very gay, but you don't want to come out. You're so closeted.
That I refuse to say I'm gay.
Right.
Exactly.
But that... Doesn't that mean you're gay?
Hey, 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 easy, buddy.
That is so second and third level.
Oh,
boy, Abbott and Costello have nothing on him.
Nothing.
Off the charts, man. Okay, so there's my...
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You want me to knock mine out real quick?
Go ahead, Danny.
All right, real quick. The first one we will listen to is a clip from Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yes.
Where he is sitting at a diner with Jerry Seinfeld. And I've watched every one of these, and I don't think anybody's ever cracked Jerry up as much as Norm. And he's referring to the pilot episode of Kojak. And I don't know why this tickles me so much. Maybe it's because of how much it tickles Jerry.
I watch old TV shows.
Yeah.
And it was the first Kojak. You remember Kojak?
Telly Savalas.
Telly Savalas.
With the lollipop.
Yeah, he had the lollipop going. So for the pilot, it was Crocker's first day. You know, Kevin Dobson played Crocker.
Sure, Crocker.
So he was just out of police academy. Green. They kept saying how green he was. Kojak had been around a long time. He knew everything. So he's, you know, has this green kid, and he doesn't know if he wants to be working with him. So what was happening was prostitutes were being murdered.
Oh,
you know?
My.
He goes, go down and try to get some information from the prostitute's mother. So a little while later, Crocker comes back. I talked to her mother. She wasn't a prostitute at all. She was a good, good girl. Yeah. So Kojak's seen it all, right? So he takes this lollipop and goes, yep, she was a good girl. Mama's apple pie. The 4th of July. She was a hooker!
That's
Cracker was too green to see it, you know? That's a funny.
And the whole thing about that, it's his face, the way he looks when he's doing it. He's always had that S-eating grin on his face, and Jerry just cannot handle it. All right, the second one, this goes back to, I couldn't find my first favorite OJ joke that he made. It's the one where you've got OJ, he's doing Weekend Update on SNL. There's a picture of OJ. I guess he had just been recently acquitted, and it's him looking at the jury crying, like, thank you so much. And he says, you know, OJ was recently acquitted, but he claims that he will never stop until the real killers are found. And then the next shot is OJ in full backswing on a golf course. And he says, and the manhunt continues.
Right.
I couldn't find that audio anywhere, but I found this one. And this is just one line. Goodbye.
Well, it is finally official. Murder is legal in the state of California.
And, of course, you have the picture of OJ weeping at the jury right behind him. Murder is legal in the state of California.
Love it.
And a
love
very,
it.
Very quick one. This yes, is sir. One of my absolute favorites, and it's just classic Norm.
And in music news, number one on the college charts this summer was Better Than Ezra. And at number two, Ezra.
Brilliant.
Gosh, he's so great. I have two. I'll finish with my favorite one, but this one also from Coffee with Comedians in Cars, and a little bit of Bill Cosby humor here.
Oh, boy.
Now, do you think Cosby's legacy will be hurt?
Yeah.
You do, huh? I mean, there was a comedian, Patton Oswalt, he told me, I think the worst part of the Cosby thing was the hypocrisy. And I disagreed.
You disagree with that?
Yeah. I thought it was the raping. As my feeling, most rapists are hypocrites. You don't meet many go, I like raping, and I know it's not politically correct, but by God, people go, well, he's not being a hypocrite, and that's the worst part.
So good.
Yeah.
The rapist.
The hypocrisy.
The raping.
No, not really. It's not the hypocrisy. And then the classic, and I swear I heard this on the station this week, but I don't care. I love it too much. Here's Norm.
TVOS and news make you afraid, the news, you know? Put all these stories on. Iraq, Iran, North Korea, you know, try to scare you, you know? But does it ever really scare you? Like, you ever wake up in the middle of the night, ah, North Korea! That little tiny country across the ocean. I wonder if they'll get me. Plus, didn't MASH settle that like 20 years ago?
MASH.
Why'd I have to watch that stupid show? There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I mean, you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world would go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. I mean,
What do you think, you're Mars or something?
What?
So good. Oh, he's the best, man.
The world.
Again.
And it was close.
I don't know who's going to have to check out to elicit this type of response from that industry where everyone is like, he's the best. He's the best. He's the best. You know?
Yeah.
And a sweetheart.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, that stuff, we didn't play it, but when he's doing live spots for that grill.
Oh, my God.
The man great.
the man great.
You need to look that up if you're unaware of the man great live spots. It's out there, and he finally goofed on the product enough that they just pulled the spots. But it's a laugh out loud funny.
We lost our only sponsor. The man great.
He's so Norman. Yes, he's in. So
he's in.
He joins Michael K. Williams. And
by the way, Michael K. Williams is going to win an Emmy for Best Supporting Actor for Lovecraft Country on HBO, which I didn't watch, but they're like, I mean, even before he died, they're like, he's a shoo-in to win, and it would have been his first Emmy, and they were all excited for him to get up there and have the speech. And so he's going to win an award this weekend for the first time in his life when he's not alive.
Oh, and they join Chadwick Murray. So we have completed a
That's a hell of an apartment.
That really is.
That is. I think Chadwick would be very pleased to know that he's joined by Michael K. Williams and Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, and probably a threesome that have never been necessarily placed together in any world before, but that's how it works on the trifecta,
and
so there you go.
Chadwick could sing lullabies to Omar so he wouldn't have to do heroin to go to sleep.
Right.
That's a great point.
I don't think you have to do heroin in heaven.
I bet if you do, it's like the best heroin.
All right. Know? Oh, man, it's good. All right, well, there you go. R.I.P. Norm MacDonald.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.